You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That was weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how that... Oh, sorry. I don't know what exactly happened there, but it's all right. It's a Valentine's Day, and it's 9 o'clock, so we kind of forwent...
Yes.
The news. I don't know what the best way to say that is. So we've got lots to do this morning. We've got a room full of performers. We got a weatherman, a real one.
A real
meteorologist. We've got a real weatherman, and you all have lost... They were on a second ago. You got a Tom?
Check one. Yep, there it
is. We got a couple of them.
Good morning,
there
Scott.
There you go. Let's try that again. We've got a real live weather guy.
A meteorologist.
Yes. Is that what
Good
your
morning,
the official
Wayne.
Title is, Wayne?
I'll accept that.
Weatherman or meteorologist?
Either one.
Okay.
That's nice.
Weather guesser.
It's very
procrastinator, whatever.
Weather guesser. I like that. But we also have plenty of live music this morning as well. We're going to really bring in Valentine's Day and style here.
At Tom looks lovely. He got his hair cut for Valentine's Day.
Ooh. I did.
You did?
It was just for you, Scott.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. So we've got, like I said, we've got a lot of live folks in the studio. They're all live, actually. Everyone who's in the studio
so is, far, so far, we all look live.
Is live. So
and there are musicians in the band area.
We do. We have musicians over there.
Hello,
we
hello.
Are here, far away.
So stay with us for this hour as we bring you a little bit of love and weather. I don't really know how that's all going to fit together, but it works.
Yes.
We'll make it work.
They're muy simpatico.
I think so.
We love the Earth, so we'll talk about climate change.
Exactly. So we'll start off, though, with the Beatles and Love Me Do on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC. This is The Mix, and we're celebrating love today.
Ah.
Yes, isn't that nice?
It feels so warm and fuzzy.
Sweet.
Yes. We've got a room full of people that we just love.
And we're also very passionate about the Earth.
That's right.
We are.
Well, we've got a
climate change.
We love Mother Earth too.
We do.
We've got a professional weather guesser.
We do. We do. We're hoping maybe Wayne could enlighten us as to the difference between climate and weather, because people keep coming up to me and go, "Ha, see, this is what you call global warming? It was 28 degrees last night."
That's a very good point. Even our president did that not too long ago, not to cast stones or anything.
No, but it's just often, that's not the way it works.
Oftentimes what you see is not what you get. For instance, oftentimes some people will say, "Well, we had more snow this year than ever before. Tell me about global warming." Well, you can't have snow without moisture, and 90% of the moisture that develops into precipitation in the eastern United States comes from the Gulf of Mexico, which means you had prevailing southerly winds. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that are interconnected with weather. That's the thing. And one of the disservices that's done to us by people that talk about the weather that don't know anything about it is sensationalism, and therefore the reaction to that, which is, oh, come on, you got to be kidding me. Now, to address your question, Tom, weather's the state of the atmosphere at any given time and place, like what we experience today. It's cloudy, it's kind of rainy, well, not really, but kind of moist in the lower levels, et cetera, et cetera. Climate is the long-term average of the weather in any given place. So weather can change in minutes or hours. A change in climate is something that develops over longer periods of decades or centuries. So that's pretty much what it is. Short-term versus long-term. Mm-hmm. I'm happy right now, but in general, I'm pretty depressed.
Okay.
It happens that way.
Sorry.
Thanks for the soundtrack.
Not a problem.
Yeah,
that was the soundtrack of our climate change there.
But that's a good starting point for a discussion about climate change, is to distinguish, first off, the difference.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, please don't get weather and climate confused, because they're so totally different.
It really is counterintuitive.
And, mm-hmm. and yes. that warming, just like you talked about the more storms, the warming is also melting icebergs, which puts more water in the oceans, which makes the sea level rise.
It runs the gamut. There are so many things that are being talked about right now, like losing permafrost in Alaska, which is going to release additional carbon dioxide. Oops, didn't think about that one. As these things reveal themselves, as they walk into the room, you notice more things about them, like, ooh, nice shoes. Oh, I don't know about the hat. You know, but as we see more of this, as we investigate it, we're going to find out more all the time.
We can tie this back to Valentine's Day. Simply, it's the difference between weather and climate is like a relationship. You can be really mad at somebody, but still be very much in love with them. So if you term your overall relationship as climate, and your day-to-day feelings about your significant other as weather.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Something else that occurred
to
me the other day.
You put too much thought into this.
No, I kind of like it.
I don't often
actually
think about what I'm saying.
It's poetry. Weather is poetry. Come on, you guys. I appreciate what you just said. Hey, I watched An Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore for the first time about a week ago. Mm-hmm. What, it's 10 years old? Came out in 2006. Mm-hmm. And I went in and looked at some things that Al got right and Al got wrong. And overwhelmingly, while there were some errors in conjecture, for lack of a better term, it's not all panning out exactly like that, but about 80% of the things that he talked about in that movie have proven to be true over the short term.
They've already come to pass.
And 10 years is in the short term in weather. In climatology, just like we talked about, this isn't decades, even a decade, it's just a tick of time. Mm-hmm. People say, well, it's warm. It's all cyclic. We've had warm spots before. We've had many ice ages. That's true, but guess what? The only thing constant is change. A weather guy's like a doctor that sees the same patient every day. Go, when'd you get this? I don't like this. What's happening here? And then you try to correlate that all into just how is your overall health? So it's going to be complicated. And as things go on, there's going to be more conjecture. There's going to be more disagreement. Mm-hmm. Even amongst the most educated of individuals, there are people. Hey, look, we've been studying cancer a long time. We cured that. And let's take it to another level for just a moment, if you don't mind. The stock market. Have you watched the graph of the stock market as of late? Of course you have. How erratic it is. Well, there's a general upturn in the stock market. However, last week it fell 1,000 points. Now, how do you explain that?
It's weather and climate. That's all.
It's weather and climate. Exactly. The correlation is pretty flagrant there that despite the fact that you may have a colder temperature, hey, down here along the Gulf Coast, we had 4 hard freezes. That means below 32 degrees for more than 6 hours last month. Guess what? It had been 4 years since we had had a hard freeze on Panama City Beach. 4 years. Count them, 4. When I first got here in 1976 as a weatherman with the Air Force, we averaged 6 a year. Things are changing. Or is it the big change? Does it mean that, you know, it's time to stop living the way you live? Probably not. But just as you said a moment ago, we love the planet. We love our children. We feel like those of us that subscribe to a higher power feel like it's our responsibility to leave this in as good a situation as we found it, if not better. And I'd like to see us all just get on the same path and quit arguing about it. You know,
I mean,
hey, if you're right about climate change and you do something, you may have saved the world.
That's right.
If you're wrong about climate change, you don't do anything. The world's going to change without you. We're empowered for the first time ever.
If the people who are speaking of climate change and how to take care of that particular situation are wrong, and we still live a cleaner, less energy intensive life.
Gee, wouldn't that be a shame?
Yeah, really? What did we hurt? But if we ignore it, our kids are liable not to have a planet to live on.
The consequences are dire for future generations.
When I was reading, I mentioned Al Gore just a couple moments ago and his title, An Inconvenient Truth. Well, here's a piece of literature here. After 10 years, An Inconvenient Truth is still inconvenient, and some of the people that it's inconvenient to, now I'm not casting stones here, but people that want to develop the coastline, this is an inconvenient truth.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, think that in 20 years this might be underwater? Do I bring in more land? Do I spend in the time to bring up the elevation? Do I have an infrastructure that works? Very inconvenient. I mean, we're having trouble handling it the way it is right now, much less anticipating changes in the future.
Talk to the folks in the city of Miami Beach. When the moon is in the seventh house, their streets are underwater on a clear day. So
yes,
and or Gulf Islands.
And the same thing is true actually up along the Chesapeake Bay. They have similar problems there. Yep. And there's many military installations, interestingly enough, that are in dire straits right now. If they want to be able to take care of their ships and their personnel 15, 20 years into the future, which is what the military does, try to anticipate the needs and address it.
Exactly.
Well, you better start finding something a little higher above sea level. At least that's what the data suggests. It's a difficult situation, difficult choices. We got to pray about it.
Professional weather guesser.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wayne Gentry.
You know, my initials are WG. So in the Air Force, you know, you had to give your initials when you gave every briefing. Well, I chose Whiskey Gulf in the phonetic alphabet. Mm-hmm. However, sometime along the way, it did morph into weather guesser. Pretty well received.
But he's a professional weather guesser.
Well, yeah.
Certified.
No amateurs here. No.
No, we're glad to have you in. You're welcome to stay with us. We'd love
We'd like a forecast maybe too, a local forecast. America.
Well, yeah. You know what?
I also have some stats on climate change. Well, uh-oh. You didn't let us talk to you very much.
Unfortunately, I know. I dominated so you that did. You couldn't ask a question. unfortunately, I do have to go, but let me give you a quick forecast, and okay. then I'm going to dip out so I can listen to these gals on the radio and Mr. Gann as well. Hey, you know, we've been in the stuff here. Let's just start it out this way. Okay, the record low for the state, 26 back in 1996. Record high, 78 back in 1984. We've been keeping records since just after, well, about 1921 up here. Why is it that the record high and the record low are both within the past 15 years? Doesn't that seem odd? Mm-hmm. Now, it might happen one day, but look at them every day. You look at the numbers and tell me, like, wow, that's extraordinary. And they're erratic, both highs and lows, by the way. So we're going to continue in this kind of fall spring we've got right now. I don't have a high temperature out of the 70s all the way through next Tuesday. The coldest overnight low is going to be Sunday at 58. Unfortunately, we're going to be in the clouds here for a couple of days. We'll break out on Saturday. You will see the sun again. It is coming back. It's not the end. I promise.
are you just guessing?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Educated guess.
Professionally guessing.
Well, we appreciate Wayne Gentry in the studio this morning. We've got a break coming up. We've got some live music, one quick Valentine's song before we get to all of that. When a man loves a woman. Here's Percy Sledge best. On the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Saying happy Valentine's Day to you all from your local public radio station in HD. You're listening to The Mix this morning. It's a special show, busy show this morning. We've got a lot of live music in here, and we're going to kick off some live music with Micaiah and Deborah Smoots. Ladies, what are you singing this morning?
We are singing an original song called Don't Keep Love Distant.
You're listening to live music on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Is that I believe that he will always be there for me. So many times in my mind, you seem so far away, but I know it's just a mind game. So many times in my life, distractions pull me away from you, but that's not what I want to do. See life without you, no, just me, oh no, I'm never no good. Me, oh no,
Wow, you're listening to live music this morning in the studio. Studio A is full of love. Wow. That's Makai and Deborah Smoots. By the way, they're students here at Gulf Coast State College. That's original music.
Yep, and our group is known as DM2 Unique.
Wow.
That was great. I loved it. What was the song title?
Don't Keep Love Distant.
Don't Keep Love Distant.
I think I'm bailing out. I don't know that I can perform after that.
Yeah.
Scott's looking for a buffer between that and his act.
Yeah.
Anyone? Anyone.
Okay. Will, put me in my place.
That looks like your app, Scott.
Yeah. Well, great job, ladies.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see if we can't squeeze another one of them songs in. Another one. They've left me speechless. How about that?
That was great.
Not something that happens often.
Well, do you want to give us another song there?
Yeah, let's have a little Queen. It's a crazy little thing called Love on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
WKGC, your local public radio station. This is The Mix on Valentine's Day. Tori Shea moved over to the hot seat so that Captain Kirkman can play you a love song. How are things going back there?
Well, after hearing the Smoot Sisters sing, it's
a tough act to follow.
Yeah, this is just going to make them sound better.
Okay.
So keep that in mind, though. I thought of Tom and I had talked about this a while back of let's do some live music for Valentine's Day. And so here I am.
Because we love live, live and local,
that's right.
And we want to serenade our listeners.
So I'm gonna play a little piano, a little Elton John this morning. This is your song. It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, and then again, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show, I know it's not much, it's the best that I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. You can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is. Now you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked off the moss. Well, a few of the verses, they got me quite cross. The sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for forgetting, but these things I do. You see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what
what I really mean. Yours are the sweetest eyes that I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is. Now you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is. Now you're in the world.
Local music here on WKGC. That's our Professor Captain Scott Kirkman, both on keys and vocals. That was delightful.
It was. Good job.
I've never gotten to hear Scott sing. I'm going to...
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I was bowing. No one could see that.
Okay.
I appreciate it, though.
Fantastic job. Well, we've got some more local
Tori,
music
next,
lined up
way.
For you. I don't sing.
That doesn't matter. You're next.
But, sorry. This is.
I have no song. That this, was my song. You said that was my song.
There you
no,
go.
You said it was your song.
Yeah.
So, Calvin Gann is going to be playing a tune, or?
Yes, I've been told.
Okay, or dance. You got to sing or dance, one or the other.
You don't want him to dance.
And we'll buffer with a little more Valentine fun. It's Sam Cooke and Cupid on 90.7 FM and HD.
See, not only are we mixing it up with country classics and everything, today's all about love.
Love.
It is.
Yes, I'm back in the hot seat.
You're back in the hot
did
seat.
Anthony's forecast, by the way, we
I
had Wayne
listening.
Gentry in earlier. Did Anthony's forecast agree with what Wayne Gentry
pretty much,
said?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
good.
Well, good. Tom
all
was
right.
listening. I wasn't
okay.
listening.
They were both,
making sure.
They're both professional weather guessers, so
that's true.
I believe they were guessing off the same Ouija board.
They were playing Ouija board together this morning.
Yeah, I think they were playing Ouija board together this morning.
Weather Ouija, that's weird.
Actually, you know, that is how they do it. They use
is that,
Ouija
is
board.
Is that what it is? It's a professional thing. Yeah. We have more live music, more love.
We do.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Right.
And Calvin Gann is going to do our next song. You wrote this song for your wife about 10 years ago or so, isn't it?
About 13 years ago.
That was 13 years ago we did that?
It was.
Boy.
How long have you guys been married?
That was our 25th anniversary, and we were about to leave for a 25th anniversary trip to Hawaii to cruise the Hawaiian Islands. And Tom, you were there. We had mm-hmm. a big get together. A bunch of folks got together. We had a big meal and a kind of a surprise for my wife. And that's been 13 years ago. Now we've been married. I guess you do the math. That'd make this our 38th year of marriage.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very impressive.
So I have to change every year. Every year I sing it, I have to change. It talks about the original line was 25 years of being in love with you. So I have to change that line this year.
Well, maybe you weren't in love the entire time. You might, if you got that wrong, she'd figure, well, maybe it was 1984. He didn't like me so much.
No, it's critical to get the number right.
Yeah,
it's
I would
critical.
Think so, yes.
Yes, if he wants to stay at home.
Yeah, well, if he wants to survive, he'll better get that number right.
Well, Calvin Gann's in the studio. What's the song called again?
Good question.
I don't... A Debbie song, maybe? Okay, my wife's name's
that
Debbie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a good name.
Debbie's
I'll
song is good.
Hope I remember the words. I wrote it, but I don't know that I remember it. Here we go. We'll try. Are we ready?
You're ready.
All right. Here we go. Every time I see you, I see my heart. I'm never quite myself when we're apart. When I go back in my mind, I treasure what I find. You are my heart, you are my life. You are my heart, you are my life. You give me strength
You make me feel alive. You make me feel like I could conquer the world. There'll be no compromise. You are my heart, you are my life. 38 years of being in love with you. Two beautiful children, our love it only grew. When I look into your eyes, I quickly realize you are my heart, you are my life. You are my heart, you are my life. You give me strength. You make me feel alive. You make me feel like I could conquer the world. There'll be no compromise. You are my heart, you are my life. You make me feel like I could conquer the world. There is no compromise. You are my heart, you are my life. And I thank my God above, you are my wife.
It's Calvin Gann in the studio, Studio A this morning. Live Valentine's music. Thank you, Calvin.
That was so sweet.
Thank you. All right.
Debbie's a lucky gal.
So what was her reaction when you sang this song for the first time?
Well, she cried. Aww, I was there. She cried. Yeah. Yeah, that was that was a tough thing to do to somebody on their 25th wedding anniversary. I mean, she's had to put up with Calvin for 25 years, and then there's about 100 people staring at her while he sings her a love song.
Yeah, and it was hard to sing, actually. I had just written that song that afternoon. I said to myself, we're having this big meal and a lot of folks are going to be there. And I'm a songwriter. I probably ought to think about writing a song. So that
it's a good moment to do that.
And Tom will tell you, somebody said she's a lucky gal. I don't know. I really out punted my coverage.
Yeah, that's what we all say.
Yeah. So I don't know if she's so lucky, but I'm certainly blessed.
You certainly are very lucky.
I'm very blessed.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Thank you, Calvin, for coming in. We've got Todd Sparks on deck here. Are you ready, Todd?
Man, am I?
Okay, he's got a lot to live up to, I think, this morning.
Yeah, you do.
We're saving the best for last. We'll go back around again.
It'll be another original song from Todd Sparks.
In the meantime, though, let's get some music from the OJs. This is the Love Train. It's Valentine's Day.
We'll all hop on the Love Train.
On the mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. Todd Sparks bringing you live music next. We're all about love this morning here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's the OJ's Love Train.
I love that. Jump on.
Have you noticed we're sort of rearranging the studio now? So it's like Todd's on stage.
It's like the train. The train's going around.
Yeah.
Love train.
It's the love train. It's the love train.
And we're proud to bring live music this morning, even from yours truly. I don't know how proud we are.
I thought
about
it was fantastic.
But, well,
I loved your rendition of Elton John.
Did it sound like Elton John?
It would have been nicer if you'd had platforms on.
Well, I gave those away a while back.
Okay.
So anyway, we have serious music. This is Todd Sparks. Good morning, Todd.
I don't know about that. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
What do you have for us today?
Well, I have a song that I wrote. It's a couple years old. It's called Long Slow Walk in the Sand, and we were able to make a video of it, and it got on CMT and all that good stuff, so it's kind of a cool thing. It's my really one love song, so I wanted to bring it to you on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for inviting me in, guys.
Absolutely. The Todd Sparks in Studio A here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Here we go. Take a long, slow walk look in the sand. Barefoot in the surf, hand in hand, talking about all the things we should do. Then a kiss and a smile, then an I love you. So I reach in my pocket, pull out my hopes and dreams, and I fall to one knee, and I ask you to wear my ring and take a long, slow walk in the sand. And you'll wear white and take me as your man, witnessed by family and friends. A band of gold, a kiss, a love that never ends. And we take a photograph in the light of the fading sun. That's when I realize God has made us one. We'll take a long, slow walk in the sand, then dance our first dance to a steel drum band. A glass of champagne, a frosted piece of cake, then a kiss, rose petals. The day is getting late, so I take your hand and I see my hopes and dreams. And I look into your eyes and I know what love means. We'll take a long, slow walk in the sand, bare feet in the surf, hand in hand.
Live music in Studio A this morning in the mix with Todd Sparks. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you
very
so much.
Very nice.
If you get a chance, go look him up on YouTube. There's a really good video of that.
You're in it, aren't you?
I'm not in the video, no. Every time I try to get in front of the camera, they throw a blanket over me.
Did you help produce it, Tom?
I was there and was on the tech crew on that video.
Good.
There was a very talented videographer came down from Nashville, I think. Was he from Nashville?
Yeah, he was from Nashville. L.A. and then Nashville. Yeah.
He did a great job.
All the credits are there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, appreciate it.
You know, it's a get it. Oh, look at that. That was a remarkably handsome young couple you had in that video.
That was.
We couldn't use Todd as part of the handsome couple, but
no,
we won't go
on the outskirts of that video.
Stayed on the outskirts of that video.
Can you move back a little bit, Todd?
Yes.
Maybe we shot it at Caroline Beach, and they asked me to move to Destin.
Yes.
To be in that video. So
they said, "Can we get that seagull between us and Todd?"
That was John and Tasia Lyons were the couple.
They did a great job. They really did. And they had good sense of humor because we worked them like rented horses.
Well, that's one way to do it. That's what you do with your hired help, right?
Yes, exactly.
Let's play one more song and we'll see if we can't squeeze some more live music in. This is Jason Moranz and Colby Calais and Lucky on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Do you hear me? Talking to you across the water, across the deep blue ocean, under the open sky. Oh my baby, I'm trying.
Boy, I hear you in my dreams. I feel you whisper across the sea. I keep you with me in my heart. You make it easier when life gets hard. Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again. Ooh. They don't know how long it takes waiting for a love like this. Every time we say goodbye,
wish we had one more kiss. I'll wait for you, I promise you I will. I'm lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again. The sea to an island where we'll meet. You'll hear the music, feel the air. I'll put a flower in your hair.
Though the breezes through the trees are most so pretty, you're all I see. As the world keeps spinning round, you hold me right here, right now.
Lucky I'm friend, lucky to have been where I have been, lucky to be coming home again. Lucky we're in love in every way, lucky to have stayed the way I have stayed, lucky to be coming home someday.
WKGC is Valentine's Day. Jason Moran's Colby Calais, and we're in Studio A, as we are every day, actually, with live music.
It's also Singles Awareness Day, as Brandon has pointed out throughout the week.
Yes,
that
he
there
has.
Are
Poor
folks
guy.
Without Valentine's, but that's okay.
That's A-OK.
Yeah.
It is okay.
We love you, too.
Yes.
I mean, we don't care.
Get yourself a piece of chocolate or something, buddy.
Actually, my mom gave me some Reese's
chocolate.
See, that counts. That counts.
That works.
All love is good.
That definitely counts. All right, we have more music from the Smoot Sisters. What are y'all singing now?
Oh,
we are singing another original song called Light of Love.
Excellent. You're listening to live music in Studio A on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
That's how I feel when I'm with you. There's no place too dark. The light of love can shine through. I know the joy, the strength that it gives to the hopeful heart full of destiny. I know the peace, the rest that it brings to the soul. There is one thing I must say as I'm standing here today. The light of love is the song of my heart. Look at the stars, see how they shine, able to light up the darkest of how I feel when I'm with you.
Some live studio music this morning here on The Mix.
Very
good. Micaiah DeBora Smoot,
ladies.
Students here at Gulf Coast State College. Original music.
Yes, sir.
Original love music.
So all of, except for your contribution, all of our live music was original.
That's right.
Fantastic.
You could have gotten up a little earlier this morning and
maybe written
a song
for us.
You know, I've written some. They're a little on the cheesy side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's okay. I love cheese.
And I don't know what any
Gouda,
of them really
cheddar,
about.
Love, Swiss.
Love that's more about, you know, heartache, I suppose. I don't know. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We've got more music for you. No live music left.
We've got to invite you to a basketball game tonight, too.
That's right.
Lady Commodores are on the court, and they will play. Let's see, who will they play?
I don't remember, but Tori's helping me out tonight.
I know. I'm going to run the controls for just a little bit here. And it's on the other side of my page.
And hopefully Brandon's going to help me out tonight, too, right? After your class?
Hopefully, yes.
Don't say hopefully, ma'am.
It's Northwest Florida State. And they are in Niceville, so they're not here. But it's a short drive to Niceville.
Oh,
you
right.
can still go to Northwest Florida State College in Niceville and watch the Lady Commodores.
Or you can just listen here on
that's
WKGC.
Or WKGC.org. It's
right.
fun to be in the crowd, though.
Click on Listen Live.
It is indeed. We were in the crowd on Saturday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
For the tailgate
Great
party.
Crowd.
And yeah, that was fun stuff.
Absolutely.
Lots of chili.
I got to beat Brandon at Jenga.
Scott ate so much chili, he still had heartburn when I got here this morning.
There you go. That's right.
That was some chili.
And it's Valentine's Day. That's where the heartburn.
Oh.
The love, well enough.
I really think it was a chili, not the heart. Other heartburn.
Well, that works too. Well, we're coming up on 10 o'clock. We'll round out things with another lovish song. You know, he says, I would go 500 miles. That's a lot of love
right
there.
That is a lot of love.
It's the Proclaimers on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.